there was indications that the Prime Minister may be now willing to change his mind over the need for a federal royal commission. And as you just heard, MPs will be recalled to Parliament once the drafting of new legislation for gun laws, hate speech and visa restrictions is complete. Allegra Spender is the independent member for Wentworth that takes in Bondi. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Have you spoken with the Prime Minister in the past 24 hours about a federal royal commission?
A positive move that the Prime Minister seems to be more open to this. And I think that this is what really the community is asking for, and what I think I genuinely believe that the community, and particularly the Jewish community, deserves, because this is the largest terrorist attack on any part of our community and that we've ever had in Australia. And it is up to us to make sure we leave no stone unturned to learn the lessons of it.
And sorry, I think the line just cut out at the beginning of your answer there. Have you spoken with the Prime Minister recently about this?
I haven't spoken to the Prime Minister recently about this. I've been very clear in terms of what is needed. But I think what is important, that is, he's speaking to members of the Jewish community who are the ones who are directly affected and by this. And I think this is really important for the community that this happens.
What's your read, though? Do you think he's about to announce an about face?
I hope so, and I think he should. And I think this is because the community, I think Australians are absolutely shocked by what happened on the 14th of December. And you know, we value as a country our safety and our social cohesion, that everyone, regardless of faith, regardless of background, regardless of sexuality, is safe and welcome in Australia. And that was violated on the 14th of December. And I think that we need to make sure we understand exactly, you know, how this happened and how we can prevent this in the future. And we also need to recognise that the Jewish community is a community that lives behind security fences in a way that no other part of our community does. And I think that sort of level of threat to the community is one that we just have to face and say, look, how can we as a country move to a situation, you know, where that is no longer needed? Because I think ultimately that is what we want to be as a country, place where every community is safe here.
The Prime Minister has consistently argued that a royal commission would take too long, that he has complete faith in the ability of the former spy chief, Dennis Richardson, to get the answers we need, that there would be full cooperation with the New South Wales Royal Commission. Are you concerned at all that if he changes his mind, he's doing it for the wrong reasons, as it were, because of political pressure rather than from a conviction, out of a conviction that it's the right thing to do?
I think firstly we have to say, is this the right thing to do? And if it is the right thing to do, then I think he should proceed. I don't know the reasons why, you know, ultimately he said, well, this is right or not. But I think if he changes his mind based on feedback from the community, and this is informed feedback, and this is also community feedback, this is grassroots feedback, but this is feedback from judges and all sorts of people who really have thought about these issues. If he changes his mind on the basis of that feedback, I think that is a positive thing.
Does it erode trust in his leadership?
I don't think it needs to. And I've always had the view that leaders who change their minds and say, okay, I understand where people are coming from and I'm going to change my view, that is not a sign of weakness. I think that is a sign that they are open to listening. And that ultimately is a really important quality in leadership.
We're talking in hypotheticals here, but if the Prime Minister does change his view, gives the green light for a federal royal commission, do you think that should run in tandem with the Dennis Richardson inquiry, or do you think that inquiry should then be scrapped?
Look, I think this is a bit hypothetical. We can do short, sharp investigations in relation to, for instance, the security services and what we can learn, and we can do a royal commission. So I don't think those two things are mutually exclusive, but I do think it depends on the terms of the royal commission and the timelines of the royal commission to make sure it's clear how those two things work together.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the independent MP, Allegra Spender. The government gave a few reasons for not green-lighting a royal commission. The Home Affairs Minister, Tony Burke, expressed concern that it could be a platform for hate speech against the Jewish community. Does he have a point?
I think that we need to recognise that it's the Jewish community who are calling for this. And a royal commission is a place where people can actually really understand what has happened. And also, I think the anti-Semitism that the Jewish community has faced for the last 2 years, can be examined. And I think it's actually quite the opposite. I think it's the opportunity really for us to understand as a country, how this extremism occurred, this violent extremism, in this case, a violent Islamic extremism happened. But also, how do we make sure that we learn the lessons of hate that has been driven towards the Jewish community, particularly over the last 2 years? So I don't think so. I think the controls within a royal commission can certainly prevent that sort of traumatization. And honestly, the Jewish community, as in broad terms, is calling for this.
We've also heard about an increase in Islamophobia following the Bondi attacks, some horrific attacks on institutions, on individuals. Should there also be a royal commission into Islamophobia?
I think that we should focus on what happened in Bondi. But I think your point is about a broader issue that we have in the country on social cohesion. And this is something that I certainly worry about, because you can see evidence of fracturing our social cohesion in different ways. For example, the big anti-immigration protests that are happening. And so I do think that we need as a country to have a stronger focus on social cohesion. I believe that we actually need a minister who is dedicated to focus on social cohesion, to deal with anti-Semitism, to also look at issues such as Islamophobia and other types of hatred driven towards different types of groups, because we have the most successful multicultural country in the world, but you do see evidence of the cracks in that in terms of surveys, in terms of different issues. And I think we have to take that really seriously.
One of the other big questions right now is when Parliament will be recalled. There's some talk it could be recalled next week or perhaps just after Australia Day. Does all this really matter? I mean, it's going to, resume in early February, at the latest. Does it really matter whether it resumes a couple of weeks early?
Look, I think it is both practical, but it is also symbolic, because I think this is about saying, this was one of, I think, the darkest days in Australian history, and we should respond as soon as we possibly can with measures to address, what has happened, what urgently we can do, as well as looking longer term and having deeper understanding, which may identify the changes that we need to make as well. So I do think it's appropriate to come back as soon as we can, when we get the laws right, to make sure that we can address this. This is, and areas such as hate speech is an area I've been pushing for over the last year, and I believe this is an area that we really need to address and urgently.
And how is the community doing in Bondi? I know there's still a very heavy police presence there. Do you think people are feeling safe?
I think the community is still shocked and still reeling. But I've spoken to many Jewish Australians who honestly are saying, we're not sure if we're safe here, we're not sure if our kids will be safe here. There are Jewish Australians who are leaving. And I think that is a genuinely a tragedy. And again, that is why I think it is that we owe the community this sort of thorough investigation, because every community in this country deserves to feel safe here. And certainly the Jewish community doesn't at this stage.
And what about you? I know you spent an awful lot of time down at the memorial in Bondi. Have you taken a break?
I've tried to take some time out with the kids, yeah. So because it's a really hard time, for everyone. And it's also a time where families get together, and we have that special time as well. So I've managed to get a break as well.
Allegra Spender, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear that.
Thanks so much, Barbara.
Allegra Spender is the independent MP for Wentworth.